WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley from Broadcasting and Cable Magazine and TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. This week, the American Film Institute issued its latest list of 100 great American films. The AFI has done that before, but this time, it's a list with a twist. Instead of 100 classic films ranked from top to bottom, this new list honors what it considers the top 10 films in 10 different genres: gangster movies, animation, science fiction, mysteries, westerns, and a lot more. Today we feature interviews with actors and one writer from several films on that list. Our first guest, Eva Marie Saint, co-starred opposite Cary Grant in Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest, playing a glamorous spy. That 1959 film, which ended with a cliffhanger on a cliff that happened to be Mount Rushmore, was voted one of the top 10 mystery movies. Eva Marie Saint's first film role was playing opposite Marlon Brando in On the Waterfront, for which she won an Academy Award. Terry spoke with her in 2000.
Let's talk about a movie that you made 5 years after On the Waterfront, North by Northwest, which starred you and Cary Grant. And you play the opposite kind of woman in this from what you played in On the Waterfront. In this, you're a very glamorous, beautiful spy working undercover, and it's your job both to seduce Cary Grant and to seduce his nemesis. Why don't we start with a scene from the movie? Cary Grant is on the run. He's been mistakenly accused of being a murderer. He's hiding out on a train. He's seated next to you in the dining car, and he doesn't know that you're a spy, and he doesn't know that you know that he isn't who he pretends to be. So
it's complicated, isn't it?
here's the scene.
Think how lucky I am to have been seated here.
Well, luck had nothing to do with it.
Fate?
I tipped the steward $5 to seat you here if you should come in.
Is that a proposition?
I never discuss love on an empty stomach.
You've already eaten.
But you haven't.
Don't you think it's time we were introduced?
I'm Eve Kendall. I'm 26 and unmarried. Now you know everything.
Tell me, what do you do besides lure men to their doom on the 20th Century Limited?
I'm an industrial designer.
Jack Phillips, Western Sales Manager for Kingby Electronics.
No, you're not. You're Roger Thornhill of Madison Avenue, and you're wanted for murder on every front page in America. And don't be so modest.
Whoops.
Oh, don't worry. I won't say a word.
How come?
I told you. It's a nice face.
Is that the only reason?
It's going to be a long night.
True.
And I don't particularly like the book I've started.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Let me think. Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Eva Marie Saint, how did Hitchcock think of you for this very seductive role when you were best known for playing a woman who was very chaste and plain and, well, chaste and beautiful, but shy, you know, in On the Waterfront?
I don't know. I'm glad that he did. I felt very comfortable playing the role. His set was such that everyone who was on the set, you just had the feeling of such confidence because he saw you and he didn't see anyone else, and right, you can do this. Sure, you're right, you're the sexy spy lady. He didn't give much direction, very different from Kazan. He gave external direction, things like lower your voice, don't use your hands, because I sort of use my hands a lot when I talk, and look directly into Cary Grant's eyes at all times, which was not difficult, but those were the things, and the clothes. He didn't like the clothes that were designed for me, so he took me to New York, and we went to Berghoff Goodman, and he said anything you want. I used to tease him. I said, you were the only sugar daddy I ever had in my life. I had none before or none after. That afternoon, I felt like I had a sugar daddy. Whatever you want, Eva Marie. And so I took the black dress with the red roses. Remember that? I love that and some other things.
Let's talk about the Mount Rushmore scene where you and Cary Grant are escaping from the people who are out to get you, and you're scaling Mount Rushmore, or what I imagine was a sculpture version, a miniature
exactly,
version of Mount
yeah.
Rushmore. What were you actually climbing on?
We were climbing at, by the way, 2 weeks after I gave birth.
Oh, you're
climbing
kidding.
No. But that was at MGM in the studio, and it was very, very high, and it was, you know, it was made of artificial material to make it look like Mount Rushmore, and it was high. An actor who had trouble with heights would have had a difficult time, but I was pretty athletic in high school and college, and so I ski and all that, so I was in good shape, even though I'd had a baby, to climb that darn mountain. And I didn't have any fears. But once we started climbing and I happened to look down and I saw that the prop man was putting all these mattresses around the perimeter of Mount Rushmore, and I thought, oh my God, that's right. We could actually fall, couldn't we? And I remember at one point taking off my heels. As prepared as Hitchcock was, he didn't say, now, even once you get started, you take off those heels. Well, sure enough, I finally took off those heels after I broke a heel on one of the shoes.
Yeah, but you're climbing in your heels for part of it,
I know,
aren't you?
For a lot of it, yeah. And Cary Grant was older, and I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. But someone pointed out at one point I was really ahead of him. I was pulling him, or at least I was ahead.
There's the scene where you've kind of fallen off a ledge of the monument, and you're dangling off the edge of the monument. The only thing you have to hold on to is Cary Grant's hand, mm-hmm. but he's losing his grip, and you're in danger of just falling and falling. What was beneath you at that time? The mattresses?
Yes, and something to I was just, you know, we won't tell everybody, but just a few feet off a box or something. But at one point, I actually did slip further than I was supposed to, because the man who was supposed to catch me was looking the other way. So I slipped about 3 feet more than I should, and I still have a tiny scar on my left elbow. And if you notice in the movie, I actually rub my elbow, and I decided, the actor studio, it hurts. It really hurts. I don't want to stop filming. I don't want to yell cut. The actor never does that. And I just used it. And there I am in the scene, really rubbing my elbow, which hurt a good deal.
Eva Marie Saint talking with Terry Gross in 2000.